You are listening to Talking About Organizations, a podcast about management and organization studies. This is an excerpt of episode 58, the live recording from the second edition of our professional development workshop on classics of organization and management theory. This was held at the 79th annual meeting of the Academy of Management in August 2019. This podcast features the first speaker, Dr. Sarah Kaplan from the Rotman School of Management, who spoke about the work of Joan Woodward. Let's listen.
So I'm going to talk about Joan Woodward, and I think she's a really important, she's obviously a very important figure in contingency theory and quite neglected, and I want to talk a little bit about that. The origin of this talk was a small piece that I wrote for the Palgrave Encyclopedia for Strategic Management, which I participated in because I had written a couple of other chapters on different topics. And when the editors sent around a list, because the encyclopedia includes not just reviews of topics, it also includes small bios of important figures in the field of strategic management. And there were literally no women in the list of people in the bios. And I freaked out about that and then, of course, had to volunteer to actually do something about it. And so I wrote about Joan Woodward. And also, I should mention, I was inspired to do that because we had, at the 40th anniversary of her death, there was a special issue of Research in the Sociology of Organizations that was entirely dedicated to her, her life, and the influences of her work. So if you're interested in Joan Woodward, there's a wonderful resource in an entire volume of the Research in Sociology of Organizations. I think it's 2010 or 11. I want to talk a little bit about her role in the foundation of contingency theory. So, you know, again, the question that was just raised a minute ago was, you know, well, what is contingent on what is contingency a theory? Because it doesn't say very much about what it's, what different organization forms are contingent on. But what Joan Woodward talked about was the idea that organizational structure should be contingent on the different types of production technologies. And in her work, she identified three major kinds: small batch, which is to the customer order, large batch or mass production, and then process or continuous production. So you could think of, you know, process or continuous being more like chemical production kinds of issues. And so what she concluded, she and many of her co-authors that she worked with and her collaborators that she worked with, concluded that there's no one prescribed best practice. Now, of course, today, to our ears today, that doesn't sound very surprising, but we have to keep in mind that the context at the time of the work of the contingency theorists was that classical management theory of the time was really recommending some standard guidelines for things like, so what are the right number of levels in a hierarchy and what's the right span of control. So when contingency perspective or theory or approach came out, it was really going against the grain of management theory that was trying to find like the perfect formula that every company should follow. And so she was one to propose that one of the ways that organizational structure might deviate is around the kinds of products, the production technologies that you were using and that you would organize differently to do that. So the way that she came to these insights, I think, is very important to understand her career trajectory, to understand how she came to understand this. So she worked during the Second World War in as a labor manager in a Royal Ordnance Factory at Bridgewater. And in her obituary, it spoke about that being the place where she gained these practical insights into industrial problems, which illuminated and became one of the distinguishing features of her subsequent work in the field of industrial sociology. So it was that practical work, actually trying to make a factory work, that informed all of her work. After that time, she entered academia, but as you can imagine, being a woman in academia in that time period was very difficult. So she did not go to prestigious universities necessarily as her starting point, or, you know, the top universities, or have the top jobs in those universities. But the concern when her first work was on post-war economic development, she did detailed studies of what work is like. So The Dock Worker was a book that came out of that. The Saleswoman, where she really tried to understand what is the daily work of different kinds of people in different kinds of jobs. She then moved to Southeast Technical Essex Technical College, again, not a college that most of us have heard of. And I think it's really important to note that there she was sort of on the fringes of British academia, but producing some of the most important insights. And there, was where the work that she did that really informed her most important, most cited works, Management and Technology in 1958 and Industrial Organization Theory and Practice in 1965. Those are the books that were produced out of her work at the time with her collaborators there. And then she joined Imperial College London, first as only a part-time lecturer, then full-time, and in 1970 she became only the second woman to be appointed as a chaired full professor at Imperial College. Her life was tragically cut short by cancer, and she passed away in 1971. We don't know how much more she would have been able to contribute, but her impact is really foundational. I want to connect her to some of the other contingency theorists or contingency perspective people and later theory. So as part of this research in sociology special issue that we did on Joan Woodward, Chuck Perot actually wrote in a piece where he said he and Lawrence and Lorsch had also been thinking about, again, these different kinds of contingencies. Theirs were much more about the different uncertainty in the environment, whether you had more or less uncertain environments. And there was a meeting organized in 1966 with Woodward, and it was only after that time that these other guys published their seminal work. So it's important to note that she was right there with them in those conversations, and they were very inspired by her work. Later, people have critiqued it as being too technologically deterministic. How can technology shape the organization, per se? But you have to keep in mind the time period when she was working, where she was just trying to get people to see that different organizational structures made sense in different contexts. Von Orlikowski wrote a beautiful short essay, again, in that RSO special issue, where she talked about the ways that scholars have relaxed some of the assumptions around her work and contributed in ways that continue her work around how technologies constrain and enable organizational forms, how organizational forms may shape technical systems, and how socio-material configurations are constituted and dynamically in practice. So she was able to connect the work on socio-materiality back to these original contributions that Woodward made. And I'll just conclude with some what I think are really important hallmarks of her work, things that have been very personally inspirational to me and kind of point to what it takes to come up with some radical new idea in the field. And the first is she was always first and foremost concerned about the worker on the front lines. That was where she started in the ordnance factory. That's the work on the dock worker and the saleswoman, etc. The second is that her work approach involved real engagement in the field. She spent lots and lots and lots of time in the field, she and her collaborators. And then finally, she was really focused not only on making these contributions to theory, but keep in mind the time period where she worked. It was post-World War II. It was the rebuilding of Europe. It was the rebuilding of England. It was the Marshall Plan, all of these things to try to recreate the economy after the destruction of the Second World War. And so she was also very, and maybe even more importantly, engaged with having a practical impact on economic development, creation of jobs, creation of good jobs in society. And so she cared a lot about her policy impact as well as the impact that she had on theory. So I personally find her an incredibly inspirational figure. And really, you know, I was talking to some people before, they're like, well, I've heard about these other guys, Lawrence and Lorsch and stuff like that, but never really heard of Joan Woodward. And I was like, well, there's something to do. Why was she on the margins? She was a woman working in a field where there were really, at that time, almost no women. And so she worked from the margins, ending up at Imperial College in the end. But she, from that position on the margins, she was able to make these incredible contributions. So thank you for giving me an opportunity to share some thoughts about Joan Woodward. Thank you.